their confidence was the fact that he was walking with them. Because wherever he was, their provision was made. Wherever he was, miracles manifest. Wherever the master was, everything they needed, it manifests. Because if you follow the Old Testament, the Father says to Moses, if they ask me who you are, he says, tell them, I am that I am. Properly translated, whatever you need me to be at the moment you need me, I am.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Progressing over time, following the timeline, God now puts himself into a man, Jesus. He says, I need a man. He created a man in the womb of a virgin, and he inhabited the man at the Jordan River. And the account of John was that the Holy Spirit fell upon him like a dove, empowering him now to walk as God in the earth. And wherever he was, their needs were met.
Amen.
So now in human form, God is moving and identifying himself through this man called Jesus. And in the 14th chapter of the book of John, Jesus said, I must go. Because if I don't go, then the Comforter, the Parakletos, cannot come. They didn't understand that what Jesus was doing was, I modeled for you 3.5 years of what a man looks like, full of my spirit. Now I'm going to leave that my spirit may now inhabit you. And now as you yield to him, say relationship. Christianity is not a religion. Because Christianity does not deal with dead things. Christianity is a spirit, the spirit of Christ, which is the spirit of God dwelling on the inside of you individually who believe in him.
Amen.
So now, say now.
Now.
That's why I can call myself a new breed of humanity. That's why it says 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 7, if any person be in Christ, they are a
new creation.
New creation. Uh-huh. A new what? Type of humanity. Because now God has desire to walk in you as he walked in his son.
Yes.
Say, change my mind, Lord.
Change my mind, Lord.
So I can recognize who I am.
Who I am.
And say, be confident.
Be confident.
In that reality.
In that reality.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for what you're doing tonight. We give you praise for the Holy Spirit's presence on the inside of each and every one of us. I stand here, God, say, use me, use us to minister to one another as the Holy Spirit leads and guides. For the Holy Spirit is indeed the teacher that dwells on the inside of us, the expressed image of the Father and the Son resident on the inside of us. And we thank you, Father, that we can have intimacy with Holy Spirit, that we can walk with him as he talks to us, that he can show us things and we won't reject them simply because they're beyond our understanding. We walk in relationship that we might know, that we might walk into the divine nature that dwells on the inside of us. Everything that we need is on the inside. Teach us how to tap into the reality of what we already have. And I give you praise for that, Father.
Yes.
And all who agree with that prayer, give God a mighty round of applause and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Go ahead and love on one another. Amen. Praise God. Let the love of Jesus in you. Amen. Respond to the love of Jesus.
Just wanna be with you. Just wanna be with you.
Good. You look great.
Thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying for you always. Verse 4, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have to all saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which ye have heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, say the good news, which has come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringing forth fruit, say fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God, say in Christ.
Christ.
Grace comes through Christ.
Grace comes through Christ.
Amen. Amen. Grace.
Grace
comes through Christ. Amen. He is the vehicle.
Yes.
He is the grace of God. Verse 7. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us the love, your love in the what? In the Spirit. Say, we live by the Spirit.
We live by the Spirit.
We are spirit,
we are spirit.
Soul,
soul,
and body.
And
spirits in control. The soul follows, and the body complies. Verse number 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Say, God wants me, to walk in all wisdom, and spiritual understanding. Say, I walk in,
all wisdom,
and spiritual understanding. Say, I walk in this. Say,
right now.
Not tomorrow. Say,
right now.
Right now.
Right now.
I have all wisdom.
And spiritual understanding.
Why do I keep repeating that? Because faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. The more you hear something, the more you believe it. As a man what? So are those. So you got to hear some things. Say, hear some things. You're in a world where you're getting everything but the word of God. And you need a filter.
Yes, sir.
The word of God is your filter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Say filter.
Filter.
And the more of the word you have, the greater. Say the greater.
Greater.
Your focus. And your success in Christ will be.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me. The world is trying to populate you. Say populate me.
Populate.
With concepts, ideas that will shift your mind away from what God has for you. But you need to always understand that I have, say I have.
I have.
All wisdom.
All wisdom.
And knowledge.
And knowledge.
Of God.
Of God.
Dwelling in me.
Dwelling in me.
Have to pull it out.
Have to pull it out.
Say, gotta pull it out.
I
gotta learn how to drink at the well.
Yes.
Huh? Send me. The more you put in, the more you can what?
Pull out.
Makes sense.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Say, it's in me.
It's in me.
Gotta pull it out. Verse number 11. Say, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Whose power?
His.
Whose power?
His.
Who is his?
Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh. And who's Holy Spirit?
Jesus.
God and?
Jesus.
Uh-huh. Do you follow? If the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you, you have the Spirit of Christ. Mm-hmm. And who is Christ? The expressed image of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me?
Amen.
So when I saw Christ, who did I also see?
God.
Because he's what? He's the instrument, what? Expressing God. Why did God come as a man? First of all, because he gave authority, what? To man. Huh? What was the second point? He was designed to carry God. Because the first man walked with God. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
So he's changing you back into the original image.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Where God is walking in the earth as you.
Come on.
Do you follow that?
Yeah.
Say, I'm somebody.
I'm somebody.
I'm greater than what I recognize.
Because
the greater one is what?
In me.
See, that's why the scripture says, when I am weak, he is
strong.
What does that mean? It doesn't mean I don't exist. It means I submit myself to him.
Come on.
And as he's in me, I'm strengthened because he's the power source in me.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Amen.
And when I try to yield to my own understanding, do you follow that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Now I've separated myself from it because I'm no longer a resource, because now I've blocked him off so I can walk in my own, what, under?
Mm-hmm.
You follow me, saints?
Yes.
So this thing has to be what? A relation.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You say relationships can be challenging if you're not disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Every relationship calls for submission.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because in every relationship, there's a recognition that I'm here to serve.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
And out of my own strength, in his strength, I yield to it. You follow me? Because in your own strength, you're going to say, I'm tired of this. I'm giving and giving and giving. I'm tired of this. Huh? But if you both are fueled by the same source, say fueled by the same source, you're looking for ways to please one another, then nothing will ever be lost. Nothing will ever be lost. That's why Jesus said, the world will know you by the love that you have one for another. Because the spirit in you, the spirit of God, the spirit of Christ, is a loving spirit. God is love. That's what the scripture says. If God is love, he's not lust. Do you follow me? Because lust operates at the detriment of the object. Can I say that again? Lust operates to the detriment of the object of its affection. In essence, it sucks the life out of them. Because lust only comes to what? Receive, never to give. And if given, say if given. There's a price to pay. But love is
unconditional.
That's why God loves us what? Unconditionally. While ye were yet sinners, the Bible says. God what? Mm-hmm. So God is what?
Love.
Say the Father is love. And if the Father is love, guess who you are?
I love.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Oscar.
Amen.
You're walking in what? Love. Love is sacrificial. Mm-hmm. The meek man or the meek woman is filled with love. Because guess what? Meekness is power under what?
Control.
Mm-hmm. So when someone doesn't receive my love, it doesn't bother me one iota. Do you follow that?
Mm-hmm.
Because now I can what? I know I'm not doing anything out of obligation. And God will handle those issues. Say, God will handle what I can. When I do what I'm supposed to do, God will handle what I can't. I know what I'm talking about. When I wasn't doing what I was supposed to, and David and I was walking in love, God dealt with me.
Man, come on.
You know, God started dealing with you. It's almost like you are the nick. You moving because your flesh is agitated. You want to hit something. You follow. God's dealing with your heart. Mm-hmm. And if you are sensitive to him, guess what you do? You adjust. That's what Jesus did, amen? Say, he adjusted. Uh-huh. That's why he strengthens you with might. Say ability. Might means ability. You have the ability to love when they're not lovable.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Do you follow that sentence?
Yes.
That's why you need to rejoice. Say rejoice.
Rejoice.
When challenges come your way. Why? Because you got a power source that never ends. Hallelujah. And you don't have to go anywhere to find it because it's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. Strengthen with all might according to the glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. That's a powerful statement. It says, strengthen with all might. Say, according to his glorious power.
According to his glorious power.
Say, unto all patience.
Unto all patience.
Not some patience. Say all patience.
All patience.
And long-suffering with what?
Joyfulness.
See, the Holy Spirit make you joyful in the midst of a conflict.
Yes.
Whew. Isn't that good? When you're dealing with that hard-headed boss that don't want to do right.
Come on.
Mm. When you're dealing with people, say people.
People.
Mm. That don't want to act right. You can focus in the midst of them knowing, amen, that you've got the power center on the inside of you. And all you need to do is say, stay in the moment.
Stay in the moment.
Say, don't try to get ahead of the Spirit. Say, stay in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we try to step out, we get ahead. You get knocked out by something that you're supposed to override and overcome and have victory over.
Amen.
You stay in the moment. You listen. Say, listen.
Listen.
And you'll get the answer that you need on how to proceed.
Yes.
Yeah? Do you follow that?
Yes.
If you say, listen, Rita, listen. Not Linda, Rita. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, long suffering don't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
Say, it's just temporary.
Because
God's going to get something out of it. The maturing of your character in Christ. Say maturation. That's all God's looking for, is maturation, for you to mature. Say to grow up into Christ. What our challenge is, you can't grow. If there are no challenges, you won't grow. Stress is necessary. Yes, absolutely good. Because when you're stressed out, say when you're stressed out.
Stressed out.
I shouldn't say stressed out, but when you're stressed, your body releases chemical hormones in the natural sense, say in the natural sense, to help you handle it. Too much stress, those hormones turn into cortisol, and that which was healthy now becomes detrimental.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So you don't let yourself get stressed, what?
Out.
Likewise, say likewise.
Likewise.
In the realm of the spirit. When stress comes, you pull from the source on the inside. So that which tries to overwhelm you, you replace it with the power on the inside.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
See, you gotta learn how to walk in that dynamic. Say that dynamic.
Amen.
Though you be flesh, you're not ruled by your flesh. Huh? Though I be flesh, say, though I be flesh. I'm human. I don't have to let my emotions and my mind go to a place where I'm out of control.
Yes.
So I have to stay stable.
Stay.
That's why I be slow to speak. Why am I slow to speak? Because I'm listening to what the Spirit is saying.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Say, getting quiet.
Getting quiet.
So I can hear what God is saying.
Because
He's speaking. See, He's speaking.
Speaking.
That's why He's in you. So you can yield and flow in alignment with Him. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Are you tracking with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father who hath made us meet or fit. Say fit.
Fit.
To be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. Say in light.
In light.
Say revelation.
Revelation.
See, the Bible says you were once in darkness. Because you are alienated from the glorious light of the gospel. You follow me?
Amen.
1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. It says, those who are bound, those who are walking in darkness, they're walking in darkness because they know not the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When you're in darkness, you can't see.
That's right.
You follow me? If you can't see, you can't navigate life.
Amen.
You're walking around aimlessly, without purpose, without idea, without structure. You hurt yourself. So the Bible says right here, the light, say the light.
Light.
In you is the Christ, the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of you. And as you let Him shine, how do you let your light so shine? You yield to what He's saying. And you reflect His wisdom, His knowledge, His understanding as you live life. It's a reflection.
It's a reflection.
It's a time to release what's on the inside of you, and you begin to look just like him. Am I making sense?
Amen.
Say, I am somebody.
I am somebody.
Because I'm carrying somebody.
I'm carrying somebody.
I'm a carrier.
I'm a carrier.
Mm-hmm. Men, you can be pregnant with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Say, I'm carrying something.
I'm carrying something.
I got to learn how to walk in. Say, walk in.
Walk in.
Because he's in me.
He's in me.
Glory to God. Say, I've been made meat. That word meat, verse number 12, means I'm fit. I'm properly equipped. Say, properly equipped.
Properly equipped.
Mm-hmm. Quit going around saying what you can't do. Quit saying what you can't have. Quit allowing your mind to sabotage God's purpose for your life.
Amen.
Because you can sabotage your life with your own thinking. Amen. As a man or woman thinketh in their heart, so are you. Proverbs 23:7. So you got to watch your thoughts.
Amen.
Because as a what? Man or woman what?
Thinking.
As a process information. Because that's what thinking is. Thinking is the processing of information received. And out of that information, you come to conclusions by which you walk. You walk in the conclusions that you come to based upon the information that you receive. So you got to watch what you're receiving. So if it's contrary to what the word says about you, you need to reject it. Say rejection.
Rejection.
Say no garbage in.
No garbage out.
You understand what I'm saying? Verse number 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of what?
Darkness.
Darkness. And hath translated us into the what? Kingdom of his dear son. Say, I'm in a new kingdom.
I'm in a new kingdom.
So I'm walking out of the darkness that you should keep me by. My God. Keep your Bibles on the book of Colossians. I want to show you a corresponding scripture. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, which is Philippians, Ephesians, Romans, Galatians, 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians right after the book of Galatians. Verse number, chapter 4, verse number 3. Say, we're talking about the preeminence of Christ. Because what's true of Christ is also true of you. We're going to talk about this thing a little bit called darkness. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 3. Hallelujah. You can use this as an edit. We just read, I'm going to read it. You don't have to go right there. Just find 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Got it? He says in verse 13 of Colossians chapter 1 that you have been delivered from the power of what? Say darkness.
Darkness.
And has translated you now into the kingdom of his dear son. That means you're royalty. If you're in a kingdom, you're royalty. Hello, kings and priests.
Hello.
And y'all didn't even know y'all royalty. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 3, it reads, but if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to those, or is hidden to them that are what?
Lost.
Look what it says in verse number 4. In whom the God of this what?
Age.
And that means world. Aeon, world system. Say world system.
World system.
Say has blinded. If I'm blind, I can't see.
That's right.
If I'm blind, I'm in darkness.
That's right.
I can't perceive what's going before me because I'm what? I'm blind. I'm in the darkness.
Amen.
Has blinded the minds of them who believe what? Not. Lest they what? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should what? Shine upon them. So the enemy wants to keep you ignorant.
Yes.
Alive to the ways of the world, but ignorant and blind to the ways of God. Do you follow that?
Yes.
And if he can keep you blind, say blind.
Blind.
To the ways of God, your success will be tainted. He'll always have access to sabotage you. Sabotage your marriage. Sabotage your relationships. Sabotage your economics. Sabotage everything he can, because his ultimate purpose is to keep you from walking into the divine life that God has for you. So I have an enemy. But I win. I have an arsenal that whips him every time. Say, I'm fully loaded and fully persuaded that if he's with me, I'll always win. Give him glory. You holler. Say, I'm loaded and ready to go. Mm-hmm. We have to recognize that and realize that. No quit in you. Say, no quit.
No quit.
No matter what my circumstance or situation, I don't quit. Because the greater one is what? In me. If he's in me, guess what? The abilities of God, the abilities of Christ, unlimited potential dwells on the inside of me. Say, I got to believe this. Because it's true. Say, it's true. And the truth I know is the truth I walk in. Let's go back to Colossians. You see that? That's why God wants to use you. So he can help you pull your friends, your relatives, your cousins out of this darkness. This darkness doesn't want them to come to understand the reality that you're now walking in. Do you follow me? Because I want your children to walk in that reality. Because once you walk into the reality of God, success is a byproduct of that obedience. You can't lose. You're going to have problems, but guess what? That's simply stepping stone to the greater. Say, problems are.
Problems are.
Nothing more.
Nothing more.
Than stepping stones.
Stepping stone.
To greatness.
Greatness.
It's how you see it. If you see the problem as overwhelming, guess what? You're going to be overwhelmed. If you see it as a stepping stone to greater, you're going to embrace it. You won't run from it, you run to it. See, I don't run from problems. See, I embrace them. Why? Because there's something, there's a blessing in it. Say a blessing in it. One of the blessings is God reveals himself in the problem. See, God don't run from problems. He set them up for you. See, what you see is an obstacle. It's like coaches. Coaches set up obstacles for their players. And the obstacles are not there to defeat them, but to strengthen them. And to build courage in them. Do you follow me? If I overcome this, guess what? Bam. I gain confidence for the next one. You follow me?
Yes.
See, if I handle this problem, say, handle this problem.
Handle this problem.
God's ready to take me to another realm.
Yes.
See, when you can handle $10 problems, God can move you to $100 problems. Mm-hmm. You can handle $100 problems, he can take you to $1,000 problems. Mm-hmm. You can handle $1,000 problems, he can take you to $10,000 problems. From $10,000 to $100,000, from $100,000 to millions. Mm-hmm. Why? Because every problem gives you an arsenal. It fills your arsenal. You take that revelation, you add it to the other, and guess what? You go higher and higher and higher. What you overcome will be the very thing that you will rule over. What you overcome will be the very thing that you rule over. So God allows challenges to come your way so you can overcome in him. So I'm supposed to overcome. Poverty should never, say never,
never,
overwhelm you. Ignorance should never overwhelm you. Lack of confidence should never overwhelm you. You tracking with me, church?
Amen.
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 Say every obstacle,
is a challenge
that I overcome. Because Colossians says that I'm now filled with all knowledge of his will.
Amen.
And all wisdom and spiritual what? Understanding. Say, get that in mind. Say, remember that. Remember that. That's a truth concerning me. Mm-hmm. 14, verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness what? Of sins. Say redemption.
Redemption.
Say, I've been bought back.
I've been bought back.
Say, by his blood.
By his blood.
Okay. I'm no longer, a convict. Sentenced to death. Say, I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
Say, I'm out of jail.
I'm
free forever. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So quit letting your past become a ball and chain on your ankle, prohibiting you from ascending to the high place that God has for you.
Amen.
Quit letting your past dictate to you, telling you, I messed up, I can't do this. No, brother, your past has been forgiven. God doesn't remember your past anymore. Why do you? Mm-hmm. See yourself. Say, see myself. As God sees me. Say, an overcomer. Hmm? Say, overcoming King.
Overcoming King.
Mm-hmm. Overcoming all your problems, man. All your situations. A lot of people walk around in life like this. They're carrying a ball and chain. Say, quit dragging that thing. Jesus done already cut it off.
He done already cut it off.
Now run.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's time to run. Because you know you got everything you need in him. Verse 15. Who is Christ? He is the image of the invisible God. The firstborn of what? Mm-mm-mm. So who is Jesus? Mm-hmm. And the image of the
invisible God.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
So God says you can't see me, but I'm going to show you what I look like in a man.
Come on.
And the reason I'm showing you what I look like in a man, I'm giving you a vivid picture of you.
Yes.
Oh, y'all didn't hear that. I'm using Jesus to give you a picture of what you can be in me. If you believe.
Amen.
Say, dwell on that.
Dwell on that.
The Father simply saying, listen, you've done it all your life.
Yeah.
You see somebody you like and you emulate.
True.
You wear their clothes. You put on their makeup. Huh? Say the fellas.
The fellas.
They go put on the jersey.
Yes. Yes.
They get out there with the football.
Come on.
Get out there with the baseball.
Yeah.
They see an image and they want to be like the image.
Right.
And what do? They track in the way of that image.
Right.
They begin to do everything that they can do to reflect what that image is reflecting to them. And the Father says, that's how I want you to see Jesus.
Come on.
Hmm?
Good.
That as he is, so are you in the earth right now.
Amen.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
If he said I can do it, I can't what? I can do it. That's what Paul says in the book of Colossians. You want to get there? He says, be ye imitators of Christ. And that's do what he did. I used to love Gale Sayers, man. So I had number 40 on when I was playing football because I wanted to be like Gale Sayers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But God gave me more than Gale Sayers. You understand? I can't be Gale. I can be Reggie, though.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Be the best Reggie I can be in what?
In Christ.
In Christ.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah. Doing
your thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we find ourselves trying to be like someone else because we haven't found our uniqueness in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again.
So we call that comparison.
Yeah, it's that's the spirit of comparisonitis. I call it comparisonitis. You know, like arthritis? You got that itis. See, you compare yourself to others, you deny your authentic self.
Come on.
And all God requires of you is to allow him to build in you his expressed image.
Amen.
Which is Jesus.
Notice the Father never spends much time on what Jesus looks like physically. Because he says, don't be carried away on the outward what? Appearance. See, the Father wants you to look good. They say that Yeshua said, the barn needs painted. Say, take care of the exterior. But don't worship it. See, recognize it's necessary to take the spirit where it needs to go. So I need to take care of my body. God gave it to you as a gift. You need to take care of it. Say, take care.
Take care.
Watch what you put in it. Mm-hmm. You don't eat for comfort. You eat for fuel. Oh, y'all ain't here. See, I eat for fuel. Huh? Not for comfort. Okay. You can comfort yourself to the grave.
That's right.
Do you follow me? And I got to watch what I put into this generator. Say this generator. Your soul. Because out of it generates images. Generates ideas that might be contrary to what the Father wants. So you got to watch what type of fuel you put in here. Because a generator needs fuel. Jesus says, hey, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the what? The mouth of God. So you got to put the right fuel in you. This is 93 octane, bro. You only put this in a well-oiled machine.
Huh?
See, you got a BMW, man. You got an Infiniti. You got a Mercedes. You can't put that 87 junk up in there. You got to go to 93. Don't take that stuff. You follow me? You mess up that car's precision. You mess up that car's efficiency, man. It's boost up, man. It can't run. It can't whoop on that cheap fuel. So you gotta quit living off cheap words and get the real word. You know what I mean? Get the 93% octane up on the inside of you.
Let's do it right now.
You follow me, man. This is shish kebab. Say shish kebab. Hallelujah. You follow what I'm saying? This is filet mignon. You got poke beans and rice. He's already eating poke beans every once in a while. But I can't stay there. Constipated, man. Poke beans are stuff. Poke beans will stuff you up, man. You need some roughage. Follow me. And you see, the Father wants you to enjoy. Say, enjoy all things. But all things are not expedient.
Wow.
I can't be eating cheeseburgers every day. I'm going to be, rolling on the ground. Heart attack. You understand what I'm saying? And likewise, man, just like you have to feed, say, feed my soul.
Feed my soul.
And quit feeding your emotions. Say, feed your emotions. With drama. Keep yourself in a drama-free zone. Keep drama at a low ebb. Because it protects you. Do you follow what I'm saying? And make room always for Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed, is fixed on me. Perfect peace comes from you feeding on peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Do you follow me? He's the Word of God made what? Flesh. The more Jesus, more peace. They say no justice, no peace. I say no Jesus, all peace. Do you follow me? Do you follow me? Y'all get some out of this?
Yes.
You're tracking with me. I like that. Who is, verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation? For by him were all things what? Created. That are in heaven and that are in what? Visible and what?
Invisible.
So the things you see and can't see was created by him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me? God thought it, And he spoke it. What did he speak? The word. By the word, all these things manifest. You are a word out of the mouth of God. That's right, Delisha. Wow. If God spoke you into existence, you're somebody. That means you weren't haphazardly sent here.
Yes.
So what, you didn't have a father? God says, I knew that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. But you're here. I had to get you here. Once you're here, you can roll. Amen. Can't do nothing if you ain't in the game.
That's
So don't get bent out of shape by what you didn't have as a father or a mother. That's just, guess what? That doesn't matter now. What matters is you know who you are. So I'm in the earth.
I'm
alive and well.
I'm full of him.
I can do anything.
Say it takes time.
It takes time for maturation and development. Because in the process, say process.
Process.
You develop spirit, soul, and body. We live in a generation where everybody wants things quick.
Yes, sir.
Things gotten quickly don't last long.
That's right.
So enjoy the process. Say enjoy it.
Enjoy the process.
Good times and the bad times. Because in them, say in them, pearls are being developed. Verse 16, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, say thrones,
or dominions,
or principalities. Say all powers.
All powers.
Say all things.
Were created by him.
And for him.
And for
so
him.
I was created for his habitation. Say governments. Say systems.
Economic
systems.
Economic
social systems. Educational systems.
Defense systems.
Security systems. They were all developed by him and for him. Isn't that cool? So when you really understand how everything operates, when you understand the purposes and the plans of God in Christ, everything I do has purpose. I'm a life giver because I have the life giver in me. So wherever I am in the earth, I'm giving life. Why? Because I'm receiving life. And that which I receive, I can freely give. Can't give anything I don't have. But you got all wisdom and all spiritual understanding dwelling on the inside of you. And you can give as you desire. You just have to desire. But he'll give you the love that will promote the desire. When you don't have it, he supplies it. Lord Jesus, I can't deal with this person. He says, I got the supply. Die, let me roll. That's the God part. Yield to me so I can deliver to them. Because a spirit without a body is illegal in the earth. Say a spirit
without a body
is illegal
in the earth.
That's why them demons told Jesus to let us go to those pigs, because they needed a body to express themselves. And they were all about death. How do you know they were about death, Pastor? Because they took all those pigs to death. Whatever the devil inhabits, he destroys. Do you follow me? But he can't destroy you.
Amen.
Because greater is he than within you. Y'all gotta see this, man. Say, we superhumans. Ain't no Superman besides us. Superman is a comic, but we're the real super people.
I heard somebody say, I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard somebody say that Superman, the creator of Superman, was a Christian. He wanted to use Superman as an image to reflect Christ. Even if that ain't true, that's still awesome. But that's what I read. But God wants you guys to be super people. Supernatural. Say supernatural. Jesus said in Matthew 28, and you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. He says, go forth and make disciples. Discipline one like me. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. But he says, the trigger for that action, it's simply you believing. If you don't believe it, it won't happen. Because without belief, there's no what? There's no action. Say, so I got to believe it. And so you got to die to that. Because the first thing that happens if you're alive, you won't do it because you're afraid of being shamed or looking stupid. But that person needs to live. They don't care about you looking stupid. Lay hands.
Right. Pray for me, please. Right. You will not look stupid if I get up.
Right.
You're fine.
Amen.
See, having been overseas and having the opportunity to walk this thing out in my life and pray for people and see them recover doesn't build me up as much as it builds my confidence in my God. Because I'm simply what? An extension of him. You follow that?
Amen.
And we have to see ourselves beyond, say beyond our human condition. I think Vernon and I were talking about this yesterday. Yeah, I think Joker had me over here for 6 hours. Man, I ain't get home at 1 o'clock. Hanging out with Vernon and DJ. There was no old man like me. No, I ain't no old. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. Cancel that right now. Okay? And we need to recognize we are not chickens. You're eagles. So I'm an eagle. Quit living like a chicken. See, eagles are depictions of what we're supposed to be. Eagles, they understand and they're built to just glide on the jet stream. They get up to a certain location, and guess what? When they get to that location, they cease from all labor. Say, they cease.
They cease.
As a matter of fact, airplane technology came from studying eagles. Their wings and how they're designed. That's how the wings of an airplane is designed. It's amazing how man understands what God meant when he says dominate. And he says in the book of Genesis, told Adam to go forth and dominate the earth. Really what he was telling was, go ahead and extract all the wisdom and the principles I put in plant life, animal life, and make something that's going to benefit you all. To benefit society by creation. See, religious folks say stuff like this. Well, if God wanted us to fly, he'd give us wings. See, that's the old crazy man right there. See, crazy people will keep you. See, you can't soar with your old mind.
That's right.
So I can't soar with this old mind. I'll stay landlocked. People cussing out the Wright brothers because they're trying to fly. But they got a revelation that they can. Woo! They got a revelation that they can. Somebody said, hey, I'm tired of riding horses. Let me create a horseless carriage. Come to call. Look what you're driving now. We're getting ready to drive cars that drive us.
Innovation. No, I don't like that.
But they're here.
They are. Already.
Again, you can stay where the chickens stay or you can ride with the eagles. Do you understand what I'm saying? But see the expansion of the human mind. What can God do with a mind that's open to
receive the riches of heaven. Leonardo da Vinci, 14th century, was drawing airplanes. Say it's not a new concept. Even in the times of the Egyptians, there are pictures and papyrus of men flying. Because guess what? A free spirit in God sees all possibilities. Y'all don't hear me. When you open your mind to God, man, you open your mind to all the possibilities that exist. It says here, remember, I just read in Colossians, say all wisdom and spiritual understanding is available to me. Say N-O-W.
N-O-W now.
See, this is what the gathering is supposed to be. I'm supposed to challenge you to come up higher. To think above the norm. So you don't live a normal, say calm, safe, boring life. Live 30 years and look back and go, child, I wish I hadn't done this. Man, I wish I hadn't done this. No, don't live like that. Say, get everything you can out of life.
Give God glory.
Amen?
Amen.
You getting something out of this, y'all?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, all dominions and principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. Say, before all things were? Jesus was. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. You know what it means to consist? He holds all things together by the power of his word. And he is the head of the body. Say the body.
The body.
Which is the church. Say the church.
The church.
Say the ecclesia.
The ecclesia.
Notice, the church is not a Hebrew word. But Jesus is Jewish. Jesus took a Roman word to tell you who you are. And the Roman word for church is ecclesia, which meant a governing body, a legislature that determines, say determine, the rules and regulations by which the society operates. So you being the church, say the church. This building, no building is a church. That's just the place that the saints gather. Say gather. We can gather in the grass. And guess what? It's going to be the gathering of the
church.
Because he can't contain us and put us in a building. Wherever we go, so wherever we go, the government of God goes with us. You got to understand your authority. We're going to be talking about that later. You carry weight. Say, carry weight. That's why when you start to pray about certain things, man, boom, all of heaven is now moving towards your direction.
That's right.
Because now your mouth, say my mouth, is the instrument now that directs the power of God to a location and a locale. What manner of human are you?
Y'all responded to me.
What manner of human are you?
Superhuman.
It's all about how you perceive yourself. And perspective comes from the word. Say perspective.
Perspective.
Say nothing.
Nothing.
Is supposed to.
Permanently.
Paralyze you.
Paralyze.
Meaning you're fearful.
Amen.
Certain things come your way, you collapse. Say no, no, no.
No, no, no.
Say not here.
Not here.
But your neighbor said,
no,
John.
No,
John. That ain't me.
Not me.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have not given you a spirit of what?
Fear.
What's fear? Intimidation. That's what it says, timidity. Say no more.
No.
Say that's not me.
That's not me.
Because greater is he that's in what?
Me.
Than he that's in the world. You follow me, saints?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
He is the head of the church, head of the body, the church, who was the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the what? Preeminence. Proteo. Say proteo.
Proteo.
Here we are. P-R-O-T-E. U-O, proteo, preeminence, first in everything. That's where we get the word protein. Say protein.
Protein.
Mm-hmm. Verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should dwell, or should I say, it pleased the Father, verse 19, that in him should all fullness dwell. Say all fullness.
All fullness.
Say, if I'm full, I'm not empty.
Mm-hmm.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him, say by Christ, say
to reconcile
all things unto himself.
All things unto himself.
Mm-hmm. To change thoroughly. Say change thoroughly.
Change thoroughly.
That's what it means. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, say me, that were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. What alienated me from God? A wicked mind, which produced wicked works. Do you follow me? Say, a wicked mind produces wicked works. He says, but yet now he hath reconciled. Say, I'm home.
Woo! So I'm walking differently now.
Because
I'm full of all wisdom. And spiritual what? Spiritual understanding. So I understand and see things differently. Verse 22. In the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Say, I'm holy.
I'm holy.
I'm unblameable.
I'm unblameable.
Say, I'm without blame.
I'm without blame.
I'm unreprovable.
Say,
in his sight.
In his sight.
If I continue.
If I continue.
In the faith.
In the faith.
Grounded in self.
Grounded in self.
And be not moved.
Be not moved.
Away from the hope of the gospel.
Away from the hope of the gospel.
Which ye have preached.
Which ye have preached.
And which has and which was preached.
To every creature,
that is under heaven,
of which I
Paul, am made a minister. We're going to continue on. My time is up. Did you get anything out of that?
Yes.
Y'all get anything out of that? Yes. Amen. Yes. Say, stay in the faith.
Yes.
Let your faith ground you. Say, faith in the word.
Faith in the word.
If I'm grounded, I can't be moved. Say, if I'm grounded.
I'm grounded.
Say, I'm rooted.
I'm rooted.
So, I'm totally convinced.
I'm totally convinced.
Say, not conceited.
Not conceited.
Straight up convinced.
Straight up.
You can't change.
Can't change.
I know too much.
I know too much.
I've been experiencing too much.
Say what you want.
I will stay on the path.
I'm staying on course.
Because God's got something for me.
God's got something for me.
Say, the better.
The better.
It's a waiting. Your best days are ahead of you. Do you follow?
Yeah.
Any questions?
Hey, Brother Frank. What Bible verses, you said, I will keep thee in perfect peace with my mind and fix on you. What Bible verses?
Isaiah 26:3, verses 4. Come on, brother. Isaiah 26, verses 3 through 4.